Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
So I'm going to welcome up the panelists that I love so dearly and that are going to be giving us their pearls of wisdom today. We have the very wonderful Lisa Byers. Come on up here, Lise. The lovely Michelle Vade. Come on up, Michelle. And the very fabulous Val Richards. Come on up, girlies. Take a seat. Oh, that was a really long drop. Wow. Okay. Thought it was like, it's like a meter down. I'm good, don't worry, it's not about me. Okay, so we're going to have a great panel today. We're going to try and get through as much as we can. We're going to talk seasons of life and motherhood, parenting, single season, and just being content in all these seasons. But let me just intro these mums to you first. On the very far left over here is the beautiful Lisa Byers. Her and Andy run our kids here. They are kids overseers and doing an incredible job. We're seeing so many families and children coming into our church and getting connected. We're very, very grateful for you. You've got three beautiful children, Milo, Bloomy, Rory. Yep, wrong order, but got there. And she's got a Master's of Education. She's a smart cookie. Works over at Oxford Falls Grammar. And two things that you might not know about Lisa that you need to know is that she is the winner of every dance battle and she's an expert on all things 90s. So she's your gal if you ever need a 90s trivia question. Come and see Lisa. This in the middle here is the beautiful Michelle Vade. Michelle is the mother of two children, Brendan and Stephanie, and the grandma of five, is that right? That's a busy job. That's a lot of grandchildren. You're known as Mimi. I love that. I might have to steal that when I become a grandparent. She's been in our church for over 30 years, and her and Glenn are one of our home team leaders. We're very grateful for you both. So thank you for joining us today, Michelle. And finally, this is the very wonderful Val Richards. Val and Sam are also team leaders of our kids. They serve with Andy and Lise and do an incredible job. Val is also a mother of three, and she is one of four daughters. That's a lot of women to get to grow up with. Yeah, I love that. I love this one, you're a closet musician. Is this true? Oh, what do we play? What's the instrument?
Oh, is this on?
What is it?
Yes, I played the piano, the violin, the trumpet.
Oh, what? Oh, my gosh. Okay, just to name drop a few.
Very much closet, please. I'm not going to do it.
I know. We're going to crack this open later. Did you say violin? Anyone got a violin here we could borrow? No? Okay, next time.
Being the good Asian. You know, can I say that?
That's so good. I love it. Your mum will be so proud of you, Val. She's so proud of you. I love it. So we're going to have a great time today. But I wanted to kick our panel off with, you know, a bit of fun talking about some parenting fails here today. Who knows, we're all not perfect. Don't leave me hanging. Come on, is anyone perfect in the room? Has anyone made a bit of a fail as a parent here today? Yes, well, I'll share mine first. This stays in the room and online, unfortunately. So online, just keep it to yourselves. But I remember when my second son was 2 years old and we went to the park, as you do. Go to the park and you play and you chat with all the mums. Unfortunately, I was chatting with the mums too much and not watching my child. And he fell off a pirate ship, which is about 3 metres high, onto his leg. And he was screaming and crying. And, you know, I picked him up and cuddled him. And then he calmed down. He stopped crying. So I thought, oh, he's all good. So just kept on chatting. Stayed at the park for another 2 hours, chatting away to the mums, not realising that he had broken his leg. I know, I'm a terrible mother. And so I eventually go to leave and try to put him down and he won't put his leg on the ground. I'm like, oh, maybe I should take him to the doctor. Take him to the doctor, he's broken his leg. And I'm there at the park for 2 hours chatting away with a kid that's got a broken leg. So I've got a cute photo to show you of him today. Look at him with his little cast, his little camo. He couldn't wear pants for like 8 weeks, so we just basically carried around in a nappy and a t-shirt. But that is my sad parenting fail here today. Don't judge me. We've all been there. Val, do you have one to share with us?
Yes, I do, Kaylee. So a bit of context. I often lose things, okay? So I lose my credit card, I lose my phone, I lose my keys, I lose my car at the mall. But ultimately, I actually lose children and my children. So you ask, well, how does that happen? So, you know, I can give you an example. When we were skiing, when my two teens were a bit younger, we were skiing, had a long day of skiing. Look, every child has the same Audi ski jacket, right? And every child has...
It's not your fault. It's Audi's fault.
Yeah, every child has the same bright blue toboggan, okay? So a bit of context. So after a long day, all I wanted to do was have a hot chocolate and stand in front of that fire in that cafe down below in the mountain. So I gesture to my son and I go, let's go, let's get a hot chocolate. So off I go, eyes on the prize, ski down, I get my hot chocolate, take off my jacket, stand in front of the fire, and then realise my son is not with me. And I gestured to the wrong child and I left my child at the top of the mountain, Mount Buller. If you know Mount Buller, it's a very, very high mountain. You know, the story ends well because he's sitting in this congregation. Yeah,
that's good. He's here today. He survived the mountain. He's right behind me. I've really got to crook my neck. Can you guys see me okay? I'm sorry. I've got my back to you. Maybe I should turn a little bit more. Oh, I can't. I'm stuck. Sorry. Just bear with me. You're very loved over there on this side. I love it, Val. Great story. Well, we're going to crack in today. So let's talk about the early years of parenting. Lisa, I might throw to you for this. We've got a lot of new young mums in the room, young parents. We've got having a baby like boom, the baby boom. And we are multiplying, we're growing the church one baby at a time. And, you know, those first years can be quite difficult. You're in a fog, you're not sleeping. What encouragement would you give today to the mums that are in that early years of parenting?
First of all, I need to tell you about the brunch rule. If you're up all night, you deserve brunch at a cafe the next day.
Oh, I like it.
No questions asked.
Take that.
Doesn't matter how poor you are, you earned it. And you can look forward to that at 2 a.m. while you're changing wee stained sheets, because that's what I did last night. Also, I think it's important to recognise that 75% of the time you spend with your... Naught to 12 years old is where you'll spend 75% of your child's life's time with them, if that makes sense. And so you really need to prioritise those years and those younger years to just be with them and to just spend as much time and enjoy every little cry that comes to you seeking mummy or daddy or just lapping it up, because they do fly by. My kids are 3, 5 and 7 and I'm already losing it. I'm losing
just
those cuddles.
Another one, Lisa.
I'll just have that one.
Yeah, I don't think you can steal people's children.
But if you don't want her, let me know.
That's great. I love it. Val, you're moving into teenage years. Tell us about it. Give us some encouragement.
Encouragement to raise teens? Is that the question? Gosh, where do I start? Where do I start? Look, I think that every season's challenging, right? For me, this is probably the most challenging season. I've got a 15-year-old and a 14-year-old and an 8-year-old. So the teens, you know, we're navigating moods, teen moods. Anyone with me? You know, we're navigating the busyness of life. You know, Sam and I, we work full-time. We're both travelling interstate, overseas. You know, I think the most challenging part for me is to be present at home and to be intentional. You know, when my teens hang that carrot in front of me and they're about to open a conversation, for me it's, yes, let's do this, even if I've had a long day. So it's being intentional and it's choosing those moments to engage and putting aside your bad day, your intense day, and being present. And so, you know, I really, you know, Sam and I talk about it lots. It's just actually choosing joy in those moments. And we're really aware that, you know, the teen years will pass so quickly and they're going to be young adults. And so we just really remind ourselves to enjoy the stage and to choose joy. Choose joy when you're Uber driving and when you're watching basketball for the 100th time.
I love it. It's so good. I heard someone say once that, you know, the ultimate question that comes out in panels is, you know, how do you balance your life? How do you work, have children, do all this well? I heard someone say once, like, balance is impossible. Mm. Like, it's just not possible. But what is possible is to be present in every moment. Yeah. And so I love that you spoke into that, that, you know, when you're at work. But when you're home, be with your children. Be present in those moments because that's what they want, don't they? They want our attention and our time.
Yeah. It's difficult, isn't it? Yeah. After a busy day, but it is just remind yourself to be intentional.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you, Val. Love that. Michelle, grandma to five.
Yes.
It's an incredible season, I've heard. I've heard it's one of the best seasons of your life, becoming a grandparent.
It absolutely is. And I know it looks different for lots of grandparents. Some are very hands-on, some not so much. But for us, it feels a little bit selfish because those little babies think we're the best thing ever. We've done nothing. We're just us. And they come running, Mimi, Papa. It's glorious.
What encouragement would you give to grandparents in the room today? What's been something special you've seen in this season?
It's really rewarding watching your children parent. You almost get to relive your own parenting. You're not doing the parenting, which is fantastic. There's no responsibility for us. We just get to be fun. We get to really enjoy them. Because as parents, you guys are so busy. You're juggling a million things. We have time. So we get to take them on a ferry ride and watch their little faces light up. So as grandparents, if you get any opportunities to do the most simple things, particularly for the little ones, ours are five and under, and they love laying on the grass, looking at the clouds. They just want our time. And Glenn and I are really blessed to have that time.
Beautiful. So lovely. Thank you, Michelle.
So Your turn will come.
So I've noticed in a lot of conversations I have with parents and with mums, particularly out of church, but some in church as well, there's a lot of fear around parenting these days in raising children. How do we raise children in godly ways with all that the world is, focused on with social media, cyberbullying, and just all these things that we're navigating in this generation. What wisdom would you have for mums and dads, parents in the room today, and how to raise our children in God's ways in this really progressing anti-Christ society that we're in?
Yeah, I can take this one. How long do I have, Kaylee? Look, I think there are so many issues in society, right, that mums have to grapple with their children, you know, from, as you said, social media to devices to world views. I think a bit of context, we're from Melbourne and we lived in the inner north, which is the Bant bubble, and it's probably the most progressive area in Victoria, if not the nation. And so we were really faced, our two oldest ones went to primary school in this area. And so we were faced with, really progressive views. We saw teachers transitioning into, a different gender. We had kids transitioning. We had, really different makeup of what a family traditionally looks like. And I mentioned that because we were really forced as a family to open up that conversation at the dinner table. We were forced to unpack those issues and talk about that with our children and bring our faith in that. We use those tools today. I encourage our teens especially to be curious in this world. At dinner, we often have robust conversations. We talk about Donald Trump. We talk about abortion. We talk about women's rights. Sam and I, we really welcome that because we really want to teach our kids to unpack the issues and to really own how they feel. Why do they view this way? Why do they think this way? And so, for me, I want to prepare our kids for these difficult issues, and not to shy away from it. We're called to be an influence. So I believe I for me I want to train my kids up so they can be of this world, to stand firm in the word, to be discerning in the Holy Spirit, and just to own their view.
Beautiful. Love that. Lise?
Yeah, I think we as carriers of the Holy Spirit have every opportunity to bring Jesus to our children every single day. And they are watching us. It's not always in what we say, but it's how we live and who we are. And we role model Jesus, you know, he's our role model. We can also role model that to them. So I think if they've got Christ in their life, they're in this world, but not of it. And also, I think it's important that we all, when we're at home, you know, we get a little comfy and our guard's down and we lose it sometimes, but there's always a repair. And I think a repair is really important, that it doesn't matter what we've done wrong. We may have yelled at them, we may have, you know, neglected them in some way, but we can always come back and connect and apologize and have that little conversation, and that can be really, really powerful.
Yeah, beautiful. I love that.
Can I just say, around the mistakes we make as parents, there is always a repair. You think you've done such a rubbish job at a particular moment. It's not those, you know, occasional moments where you lose it. It's where you come back and say, "I'm so sorry. We're just doing the best. That's all. We're doing the best with what we've got." And your adult children, they don't remember those moments. They remember the general feeling of love in the household. So don't beat yourself up, ladies and gentlemen.
Beautiful. I love that. Thank you, Michelle. I was reading in the Bible this week the first miracle that Jesus did. And he, you know, he turned water into wine at a wedding. And basically they ran out of wine at this wedding. And Jesus' mum comes to him and says, "Jesus, like, come on, do a miracle. Like, let's get some wine going at this party." And Jesus turns to her and says, "Mother." Oh, he doesn't say mother. He says, woman. He says, "It's not my hour yet. Like, I'm not going to do a miracle." And I love this next part. She turns around to the servants and she says, "Just do whatever he says to do." And I was like, that is such a mum. I love that. Like, we're just like, we don't take no for an answer. We've got full faith, full expectation that God's going to turn situations around. We've got the power of prayer. You know, we're just full of faith for our children and just like not taking no for an answer. And so I wanted to throw this out to you mums today. What have you seen shift in your life, in your children's life, in your marriages maybe, that has come from the power of prayer and from a mum full of faith?
Yeah, we faced some anxiety around bedtimes and nightmares with our home when we moved into a new home. And Andy and I were just so beside ourselves, tired, because we couldn't get our children to sleep and they kept waking up every hour and they're just beside themselves. And we knew that there was something wrong, but we didn't actually have the faith ourselves to, you know, intercede for them all night long. And so we rallied our village and we asked our faith-filled friends to come and pray on our behalf. And they prayed over the spirit of the house and asked for nightmares to flee in Jesus' name. And we had a beautiful breakthrough from that. And we have scriptures from that we still speak over our children every single night. And we don't have nightmares and we don't have bedtime anxiety anymore. So that's a total miracle.
Yeah, I can think of a specific example. When I mentioned earlier, we moved from Melbourne to Sydney, and when we were about to leave Melbourne, you know, our prayer was that we would find a church for our children. And they were entering in those teen years, and that was our deep cry out to the Lord, that we would find a church and a youth that our kids could really embed themselves, find a community, and to journey with other like-minded young people. And our prayer was to also find a school where our children could thrive. And, you know, I'm so grateful, because that's happened. You know, our two teens are totally embedded into youth. Thanks, Jesse. You know, we have to plan our holidays around youth camp and around youth and around church. And they are just, you know, journeying with young people and, you know, the mentors that they have. It's a real answer to prayer. And I can see, yeah, I can see that in their lives. They're just such amazing kids. You know, all three of them are thriving in a school. So I'm just grateful for that answer.
Prayer. Amen. Beautiful. Keep the faith, people. Praying over our children, praying over our marriages, our friends. Like, God can shift things. He can do the impossible with prayer. Let's shift into talking about single season for a moment. We talk a lot about marriage and parenting, but I would love to put some value on the single season. I've had a real personal revelation this year about just being content in your season, you know, with whatever you are at, and that there's purpose in every season. And so would you speak into that season, Michelle, and like, what is the beauty in that season, and encourage anyone that may be there?
I guess when you're single, depending upon what you want, if you want to be married with children, it is a matter of waiting. And God doesn't go, oh, that's a surprise, you're single. He's got your life mapped out. Yeah. Try not to be anxious. Try not to plan madly like we all do. But just wait. He's got it. And everything changes all the time. Nothing stays the same. The good stuff, the bad stuff, it all changes. Keep petitioning him, keep praying, keep asking, and ask for peace and contentment, because it's the only way you can move into the next stage.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, Val?
Yeah, you know, it sounds a bit cliche, but I would just say enjoy this season. I remember when I was single, I pursued the passions that the Lord put on my heart, and I think it's such a special season. And
the trumpet,
Lisa Byers said the trumpet. Yes, I did do that. I went overseas. I did lots of missions trips. I just like grabbed hold of that season, and it sounds cliche, but I just, yeah, really encourage this single season to enjoy it, because seasons pass really quickly. So enjoy it.
And then you always look back and wish you did that season
exactly.
better.
Exactly.
Like, I look at my kids now, I wish them to grow up, and then I look back now, I'm like, oh, I wish they were little. It's like, I'm never satisfied. It's like just being content.
I wish I was single, but it's too late for me.
It is
too
late.
Do you know what I want for Mother's Day? Alone time. Am I right?
I love it. It's so true. Sorry, Andrew. I'm sure she loves you a lot. That's great. We've got one more minute here. Let's just talk quickly about, you know, Mother's Day can be a tough day for people. There's a lot of joy in it, but also there can be some grief and things you've worked through. What's a great challenge that you've overcome as a mum that you could encourage someone in?
Challenge I've overcome as a mum. I still feel like I'm faced with challenges daily, but I just think of, I have had a miscarriage, and I know many beautiful women in this room have too, and even worse, maybe you've lost a child along the way. And I just want to speak to you that you are loved, you are seen, God knows your pain, and he cares for you. And I actually was reading Hebrews 11, and it says, by faith, Sarah conceived even well past childbearing age. So I just wanted to speak faith to anyone today who needs to hear that Sarah conceived by faith even well past childbearing age. So if that's you today, we love you, we see you, we care for you, and we're believing with you for that miracle.
Beautiful, Lynn. I love that.
I hope I'm not a mic hog, Kaylee.
You're not.
No, a tough time.
You're not.
Look, as Lisa said, that's daily, you know. I think as a mum, that's daily. And I mentioned a tough time is for me just the intentionality of being present. And it's just as simple as that. You know, I am in a season that is so intense, and I and it's just being intentional. And so I, pray to the Lord to give me peace, to give me patience, to give me the ears to hear what's happening in my children's lives. You know, the teen stage can be quite private. And so I want the Holy Spirit to guide me, to tell me what's going on. And, you know, it's a constant challenge. So that would be my answer. It's this season that you know I'm faced with, just to be there and to hear the Holy Spirit and to be guided by Him.
Yeah. Beautiful. I love that. As we finish, you want to share a scripture, Michelle, that you've spoken over your children over the years, or grandchildren now?
Yes. So because I've got grandchildren, I pray in generations. Sorry, I knew I'd forget it up here. Mine's Isaiah 44, verses 3-4. It says, I will pour out my spirit on your offspring, and I will, and my blessings on your descendants. And I love that, because that means it's not just about us. When we're praying, it goes on and on and on, and we're just a small part. It goes on to say, they will spring up like grass in the meadow and poplar trees by the flowing streams. And to me, I can picture them. Their colour and their light to the world, but they're also stable. They're like the rocks. They're going to be there. We're praying for them all the time through all the challenges. Lots of little kids is tough. We watch it. But we know that God's got them, and we pray this. We pray over them to make sure that they stay with God, and they stay with each other, and that they know we're there for them.
Beautiful. Thank you, Michelle. Can we thank our panelists here today?
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.